Interested in safe weight loss methods? Jason Rantz here. Take the step I did. Book your free consultation with Eastside Weight Loss Clinic. They've uncovered the secret to losing up to a pound of fat a day. Their program focuses on swift weight loss and resetting metabolism, all without any injections or drugs. Count on their dedicated team for support to reach those goals like I did. Speaking from experience, they not only helped me achieve my weight loss goals, but maintain them. It's more than a program. This is a transformative, lifelong change. Learn more at EastsideWeightLossClinic.com. That's EastsideWeightLossClinic.com.
Dr. Ryan Coogan, D.C. Results may vary.
Hey there. Happy Friday, or at least the Friday edition of the Leftovers podcast. I don't know when you tune into this. You could be listening all of them in a row on a Sunday. But know that I'm recording this on a Friday. A dreary, ugly, disgusting Friday that doesn't seem to be getting any better for the next. We talked to Cliff Mass on the show today, and he indicated that it's pretty much going to be like this for a long time. I don't remember if he completely agreed with me when I said basically until July, but I certainly remember him not pushing back strongly. And just looking at the app for my weather app, just for the next 10 days, it's just all dreary, cloudy. Boo. I just don't want to have to deal with this anymore. Stop teasing us with the sun for a few days and then just taking it away. How dare you? So on Friday, we usually go over some of the previous week's double shots, or not the previous week, the week's double shots. That's when Jake Skorheim and I, we get together. We chat and we post the videos about our frivolous chats on social media, but I know not everyone uses social media and not everyone checks out the videos. And so I play for you some of them, not all of them. The first one we do is cover a viral video. Many of you probably already saw it. It's that circular saw that went rolling down a construction site, nearly killing a man in Oregon. And the first thing I thought of right when I saw the video, after I said, oh my gosh, was, oh man, this is going to happen to me. I'm going to die because I'm obsessed now with death. And here's how that double shot went.
Welcome to another double shot. There is a viral video that's going around and it's out of Oregon.
Okay.
Guy is going into
Oregon.
Yeah. Dude's going into some corner shop, like a 7-Eleven or something. He walks in 3 seconds later. Literally 3 seconds later, a giant round saw comes spiraling down.
Like, how big are we talking about?
Massive. It is huge.
Like one
from a construction site.
Oh, okay.
That was nearby. It somehow managed to just stay upright.
Was it like a lumber, like a lumber place where they're cutting trees?
I don't know what they were using it for.
Why would they need a saw?
Yeah, I don't know what they were using it for, but it might have actually been for
taking
out like brush and trees and whatnot.
Sure.
It was
massive. Could have been on one of those, like, you know, like they drive those, you know, those diggers that go along the side of the road. They have stuff.
I could have said it to myself. And I'm 3 seconds after he goes in, it slams into the door.
Are you kidding?
And he had no idea it was coming. No clue. Who was expecting that as you're just wandering around?
7-Eleven? I wouldn't.
And it got me thinking yet again, and this is depressing, you could just die today just walking home. You go to your car and all of a sudden
that
get hit. Isn't that really depressing? So here's a question, a legitimate question.
Yeah.
You know I'm obsessed now with death because I'm half dead. How do we not become depressed from that, right? Because most people don't.
Well, a lot of people do. I'm learning. Like a lot
really?
Of people become depressed about it. Yeah, yeah. They think about it all the time.
And I'm not insane then. I'm normal.
No, you're very – I think it's – I do think there's like a – I mean, if we wanted to get into the actual like science, like what's happening – I think there's a protective mechanism that our brains don't allow us to focus on that so much because it would become crippling. You couldn't leave the house.
Some people obviously get to that point, but obviously most people don't get to that point.
Yeah.
They actually can continue to function.
It's like people.
But it is weird.
It's like people in the like 3 years after the pandemic are still driving around in their cars with a mask on, and you just go
I hate them so
much. Well, you just go like these poor people. They haven't been able to cross the bridge that the rest of us have crossed.
No.
And I think there's also this thing like, you know, like our brains are just like letting us move past it. And with death, I think probably some people sadly hyper-focus on it. The rest of us just kind of go, you know what? It's going to happen.
Inevitable. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do. It's just nothing you can do.
It made me more depressed.
Yeah. Well, I actually feel better.
Why?
I don't know.
That's awful.
I think it's just nice to talk.
Oh, okay. We're going to talk therapy today on Double Shot. We'll see you next time.
Another Double Shot took on a bit of an issue that Jake and I both share. We have a concern with people who use the word based. I don't know why people are using it. I don't know where it came from. I don't know why anyone thinks it's a good idea to constantly say based, and yet it's a word that lots of people, mostly kids, are using. And so we dove into that controversy.
Welcome to another edition of Double Shot. Jacob and I here, we do not like a certain word.
Yeah. We were talking about this the other day, and we were talking about the word based. We were saying, like, what word do we hate that people use? And it seems like, I don't know, at some point in the last, like, 3 weeks, everybody decided that based was going to be a word that they were going to start using.
It's gone like this, and then
it went. It's a really, like, here's the thing about the word. I'm not trying to say anything bad about people who use it. Yes, everybody uses it, yeah. So I feel like it's kind of a blanket statement.
I feel like I can say it then. I don't like anyone who uses it.
Here's the thing. It's kind of I'm not going to say that these are low intelligence people. That's not what I'm implying here. But what I'm saying is everybody uses that word. And I was thinking we could come up with other words that we could use. Like, can you describe what based means for people who out there don't know what based means?
I think based means that's cool and hip.
Okay, that makes sense. Like this person has a strong foundation upon which they're making their claim, and it is true, and it's built on.
Is that
rock.
What based means?
I don't know. To be honest, I just hear it all the time.
I see it like on YouTube videos that pop up on my feed.
People are like, "Oh, that's totally based. This guy's so based." And then I was thinking, like, here's another word that we can use for it. And I had this. It's like a 1 a.m. thought. Like, you know how you kind of wake from sleep sometimes in the middle of the night and you have a thought and you think it's good.
You got to pee all the time, so you're just constantly thinking.
That's one thing.
That's true.
I don't pee all night. I hold it. But you wake up and you have an idea and you go, I don't know if that's so great. But at 1 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. it feels great. And then when you wake up later, hours later, you go, it wasn't so great. This one I think actually has legs. It's pretty good. So listen to this. Instead of saying base, when somebody starts, you know, when somebody's making a great point that you agree with, go, that's core, right? That's core, man.
That's core.
That's super core. Like deep down in your core, you know this to be true because of life experience or just because you know that it's a fact or something. But like you say something cool and then I go, yeah, that's hashtag core, man.
Okay, well, let's play it out then. I love it to be the first person who crosses into a crosswalk when it's a red light and everyone follows me. I love doing it.
But there's no cars coming. When there's no cars coming.
Oh, I don't even care. How about that? Okay, no cars.
No, you got to say something that's obviously true that everybody knows is true. That's what based is. People that are like saying things that everybody knows is true. I'm using a lot of hand motions.
Yeah, hand motions is a great way to make your point.
That's core, dude. That's totally core. I think it works.
Let's live in a world in which instead of saying based,
let's just say this.
Say core.
Let's just say this. Core is. We can both agree that core is better than based. Are we agreeing on that?
Because no one uses it, it's better than based.
And when it catches on, people are going to go back to this video in 1 year from now when that word has just caught fire and everything is so core. I just feel like it's a great alternative to based. It's an elevated version of based. Based is kind of low level. Core is for people who are actually, I don't know, they have a better vocabulary.
Stop trying to make core happen.
I think that's the
case. It's not going
to
happen.
I was just waiting for you to say that.
We'll see you next time.
And that about does it. We've got another Double Shot that went up today. However, it's going to go up at least once I'm done with the podcast. So it's not like I can put it on here. And I don't even know what the topic was. We recorded it yesterday and I already forgot. But I'm sure it was brilliant. Thank you guys so much for tuning in all this week. I hope you'll tell a friend. I hope you'll give a 5-star rating on whatever platform you're listening to the podcast, whether you're talking about The Leftovers or my normal show, The Jason Rantz Show on KTTH. Give me 5 stars if you think I deserve it. If you don't, well, you're wrong. If you don't think I deserve it, you're wrong. Sorry. Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry for thinking people are wrong or really knowing people are wrong. But I would really appreciate it if you could do that because it helps grow the show. Thank you so much. I will see you next week. Although, actually, before I let you go, I did forget I was going to do this. That's my It's a Friday, man. Give me a break. I did my commentary this week on the illegal immigration double standard. So I will leave you with that commentary for those of you who missed it in video form online on our social media channels. And then after that, after you listen to this brilliance. Then I bid you a wonderful weekend.
This is the single most racist act a Democrat has ever committed. Welcome to the Jason Rant Show, presented by None Better Tax Resolution. For 2 years, Democrats and left-wing media vacillated between ignoring the illegal immigration crisis and pretending any criticism was xenophobic. And yet, when Governors Greg Abbott of Texas and Ron DeSantis of Florida started busing migrants to sanctuary cities, it got a whole lot of attention. Democrat pearl clutchers claimed how absolutely obscene it was.
We're committed to fixing the immigration system. Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
We heard smears about the great replacement theory. We were told that conservatives just don't want brown people in their cities. And when the buses kept coming to New York and Chicago, it was deemed especially racist.
I cannot ignore the fact that Governor Abbott sent migrants only to cities where there are black mayors.
Now, it didn't matter that what he just said is verifiably false. It made for great video to play on news by reporters who refused to fact check it. One city where migrants are being bused? Denver, with its white mayor, Mike Johnston. They've been getting migrants for a while now, and they quickly started to complain. They said that they were being inundated and they couldn't handle it, and that's precisely when the white governor, Jared Polis, started busing them out of town. But he did it in a culturally inclusive way, whatever that even means, and he escaped criticism. But this might be hard to escape. A Denver city official was caught on video begging illegal immigrants to leave their sanctuary city and go to New York or Chicago, where they still have black mayors. Denver communications liaison Andres Carrera, who is also the political director for the mayor, said this courtesy of Next 9 News. He must be a racist. Or he's sending them to cities that have screamed louder than others that they're sanctuary cities and have much larger budgets than Denver. Now, of course, this isn't racist, but it is hypocritical. You cannot argue they're uninvited guests. You quite literally invited them when you declared yourselves a sanctuary. The reason this was allowed in the first place was because it only impacted red states. This was intentional, and that's why they're pushing back. Democrats want to turn red states blue, and they've been targeting Texas and Arizona for a very long time now. More migrants in those states, more potential votes when they become green card holders and eventually citizens. Now, there are bad faith smear merchants who claim that this is a white supremacist dog whistle. It's pretty obvious what they're doing. It's not about replacing white voters. It's about outnumbering Republican voters. And it's not like the Democrats are hiding their intentions. In New York, San Francisco, illegal immigrants were given the right to vote in local elections, though the laws were later tossed out by courts. However, in D.C., a federal court kept in place a law allowing non-citizens to vote. Democrats are just testing how far they can go. Now, the good news is their plan is backfiring. It's actually hurting Joe Biden. Illegal immigration amongst the top issues ahead of this election, and Biden is absolutely underwater. You can see why. Trump leads by a wide margin because, as it turns out, Americans want legal immigration fixed, not a porous border. And as much as the left thought this move would actually please Latino voters, the polls have shown an overwhelming shift towards Republicans and specifically Donald Trump. Oops. Jason Rantz here with Greg Nunn, your local tax expert and advocate. Greg, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, Jason, great to be with you again and talk about these tax issues.
So some folks out there have the IRS calling them nonstop or even coming to their door. What do you recommend they do?
You are protected by statute, by law, that when you have representation, they have to deal with your representative. And I am acting in your best interest when I'm dealing with the IRS. And I tell you, you don't want to talk to them. It'll just stress you out.
If you're having trouble with the IRS, then call Greg Nunn. Greg might be able to negotiate a settlement for up to 85% off the original amount owed, and that includes penalties and interest. Call Greg Nunn today. Did you like that commentary? Make sure you subscribe to the podcast of The Jason Rant Show. Get it at ktth.com or wherever it is you download your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.